This is the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. Acta non verba.
All right, here we go.
That time again?
It is.
Yep.
I have an observational grumble about government.
Hey, just what? Just one?
Just one. This is a new one that I have not seen or noticed before. It said, and this is driving down the highway just outside St. Louis, down 70. So if anyone else drives through there, they can maybe tell. But I'm coming up and I see a sign that says safe zone, fines doubled. There's no construction going on. It's four lanes of highway. It's just now they put up a sign that says safe zone. I'm surprised Illinois has not put these signs up everywhere just so they could double all the freaking tickets. Because that's all, you know, this $350 sign gets paid with one ticket because all fines double. But there's no sign to tell you when the safe zone ends. So, I mean, to me, I would think the whole expressway is, but it reminds me of like the old TV shows that they showed the cops setting up on the Dukes of Hazzard, you know, putting up a different sign or whatever for the speed limits or whatever, so you could go pull them out. It's like, yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, why don't they just say, we need money?
Oh yeah, like the state of Illinois needs any fucking more.
But no, but this is in Missouri.
Oh yeah, they St. probably Louis. They do.
That's another story.
All right, now that you say that, yeah, never mind.
But that was retracted. How stupid is it? Let's just put a sign up, and now we can. It's like they got around that, like they couldn't raise what they could charge, so we put a sign up in a safe zone. Now we can. Is it a loophole?
Yeah. It sounds like they stole something from Illinois, honestly.
I haven't seen that one in Illinois yet.
Well, they're just trying to figure out the dirty tricks Illinois does. Hey, they haven't thought of this one.
Now, you know what? Illinois just keeps raising the prices.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
they don't even care anymore.
It's not doubled because that's the standard.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, now, since I had to push the podcast back from yesterday to today, I thought I'd give a little update. The tournament I played, I got tied for second to last.
Second out of three people?
Yeah, there was a good amount of people. Oh, it was man. Like about 60. And tied for second to last. Talk about humbling. Holy shit.
How many times have you played this year?
Quite a few.
Apparently not enough.
Apparently not long enough.
Oh, okay.
So I was playing with one guy that was probably had to be upper 50s, early 60s. He was not a young dude, but holy shit. So we were playing disc golf, since people don't know. And this guy shot 9 under in 18. I was at 5 over, and that was tied for second to last. If that tells you anything in the field,
yeah,
5 over was second to last.
So there that's was how bad you suck.
Yes. You
know, so maybe you shouldn't have the dogs bringing the Frisbees back all the time. Maybe you should go walk over and pick them up yourself and get more instead of just throwing it to them, you know, actually work through the course instead of having them retreat.
Go through the walk of shame.
Yeah. No, but, you know, I mean, on the, you know, if you think just normal golf too, like 5 over, you could go, oh, I was only 5 over for 18. That ain't bad.
No.
You know, see where you're going, CJ.
I thought, honestly, there was, I would say, at least 4 or 5 shots that I thought just I yanked them, shanked the fuck out of them. My putting was below par.
Puns intended.
Oh, God. But it was like one of those humbling, eye-opening things that, like, I thought I was decent because I play with people that would have made me look that good. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you get so used. You have fun. You get used to, like, maybe being a little better than some people. You're like, all right, let's see how good I really am. It was one of those things. It's like, all right, I thought I was okay. I'm less than okay.
And those guys are playing for serious.
Yeah.
I mean, you go 9 under par, you're being pretty. That's not just a, hey, let's have some cigars and drinks. This is, I want to kill everyone.
You would think these guys were just casual play. Like, it was not out for blood. There's a difference. You know, you can tell when people are like really
cutthroat.
Yeah. Cutthroat. That's the one thing I do like about this game, is that it's not like trying to beat the fuck out of other people. You're just trying to play the best you can. And
yep. That puts you second to last.
Yep. So I'm going to play next week too. I don't really care. Even if I get dead last. It'll be the last one of the season. So,
hey, you got to look at the positive side. The only you can only go up.
If I get dead last, I'm totally quitting.
That's, you know, a lesson in grit. If you suck, if you come in second to last, keep fighting. If you come in dead last, give up.
Try a new hobby.
Time to move on.
Just stay away from the tournaments. Play for fun.
That's part of it too, right? It's like tournament plays. It's just a different thing.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say that I played for a while, but never really took it seriously until, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
summer.
You're just playing Frisbee, right?
I like the way you put it. Yes. If you could throw a Frisbee like 500 feet. Yeah. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
An experience. And yeah.
So basically what you're saying is you wasted a night and we probably should have done a podcast anyway.
You guys can. I'm still fucking try.
No, at least you're out there, you know, giving it a try. It'd be easy to say, no, I'm not going to do it. I got other shit to do or whatever. So
it was one of those experiences that, like, whenever they talk about going out of your comfort zone, I was totally way out of my comfort zone, because usually, like I said, when I'm playing with people I know, and I knew none of these people. They knew kind of each other because they had played this before, so I felt like the odd man out. So that in that way it was weird, because I'm not there joking with anybody, so I was kind of like, you know, talking but not as much.
Yeah.
So I was way out of my comfort zone.
Well,
so
you meet some new cool people.
Yeah,
possibly.
So for next time, though, we need to, can we whip up a sticker or a patch, a BR or something, so then you can walk in there sponsored?
Hey, next year, I'll get a whole shirt. I don't even care.
There we go. There
you go.
So you can sponsor the lowest rated player on tour.
That's okay, though.
That's fine. But
everyone, you know, hey, you can
they walk get talked in about like, more.
Yeah, hey, people will be like,
this guy is trash, and I feel like it'd be better than him. Hell yeah, you could.
No, but you might get that, you know, Mike Tyson or Tiger Woods on Sunday, you know, red shirt, whatever. Anyway, that intimidation factor. Oh, shit, he's sponsored? Oh, shit. Now, once they see you play, they may realize...
But it was intimidating for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, early on, you know, that first hole, you have a shot to cause other people to screw up. And then magically, if you know, then you're riding the lead, right? Yeah. The rest of the way down.
So. Long slope here.
I don't know. trying to find the silver lining.
Nah. You know where you need to improve, though.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, it's, well, a lot of these guys have been playing for, fuck, years, 10 years plus.
They might even give you some tips.
Well, I was trying to watch them and trying to figure out what they do differently and all this stuff. And like I said, I just got a lot of work.
Not screw up.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. They screwed up too. Everybody screwed
well,
up.
Well, I know, but they didn't screw up as much. Hey, think of this.
I screwed up more, but they did too.
If a bear was chasing all of you, the last guy would have gotten eaten.
Now, thank you for putting it that way.
Now, if there was two bears, hopefully the guy you tied with, you can outrun him.
I wish that guy would have been in my group so I would have felt better. Everybody was under par besides me.
They're all just staring at you.
Who's the FNG?
Yeah.
Yeah, I let it be known. I didn't care.
Probably after you've been there a half a dozen times and you keep showing up, they'll actually be nicer to you.
I mean, it wasn't that they were.
It's well, not... I know, but I'm saying when you're the FNG, though, it's like, is this kid even going to stick around where I should even learn his name?
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, so that's how I deal with a lot of people. We'll introduce each other's name like in a month if you're still here.
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't expecting any less. I felt way out of place being there at the very end of the season. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing here? First time, there's only 2 weeks left. Like, now you decided to do this? Damn straight I did. So you're the one to join the football team whenever we made it to the playoffs. Yeah, yeah, sure. We'll do that.
Oh, all right. Here's another puzzling question.
What we got?
How can a digital clock speed up?
Is that a serious question or a trick question?
Yeah, a serious one. My stove stays on time, but my microwave adds time. I don't know if it's in the, it was like the country, but I'll walk in there and I'll be like, I mean, even tonight I walk in there and it's like, dang, it's 7 o'clock. I thought I had 15 more minutes. Well, nope. And I reset it like once a week and it keeps just gaining time somehow.
How old is this microwave?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's been here a while. And it might even have moved here, but it hasn't died, so I'm not replacing it until it does.
That clock
and died. A clock, a bad clock isn't a reason to kill it. Yeah,
no.
You might as well just make something like, that's purposefully just fucking put it way off whack.
Oh, that'd screw me up even more in the morning.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, whatever the.
I never heard of a digital one speeding up though. Usually they'll die, but it's like how can it gain time? I thought it was the kid messing with me, but
every so often he just reprograms it a minute or so faster. Yeah, that would be if that's what it was. That would actually be hilarious. I'd give props to your son because. That would be amazing. Yeah, check this out. I'm screwed with my dad.
So
here's what I do. Every so often, it's totally random, but every so often I advance it once, a minute, 2 minutes.
But it's been going on really for like the last like 6 months to a year. So if he is doing it, this is the most long drawn out practical joke. And I don't
think that would make it. That's why it'd be so.
The old man's really losing his mind now.
And then for the next 2 years, dad gets shorter. Or dad gets taller. Like he lengthens your or shortens your pants just a little bit. So your genes eventually are like.
Well, if he starts a sewing class, I'll be in a lockdown.
But over the course of a year, he shortens up your pants just a little bit. So your jeans are, by the end of the year, they're like 4 inches short. It's like, wait a minute, the waist still fits, but how am I growing?
You know, I bet you there's someone out there that has done that to someone.
I'm sure there.
That those are like the things that people do that you just got to hats off to you because that's fucking amazing.
Is that passive aggressiveness at its finest?
taken to an extreme.
Taken
maybe.
You know,
patience for sure.
I know some, and I'm gonna go with like little old ladies because I'm thinking of like my grandmother and stuff. I could see them doing that. I could see the you know, because they had the sewing machine and everything was set up in the laundry room right now. I could see her pulling the pants out for grandpa, cutting the hems on them, moving them up a 16th of an inch, and re-sewing them again.
Yep. And no one would know.
Like every other week type thing.
Yeah, I could. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But back to your actual question, I don't know, because you know it's not like there's mechanical movement in there, right? So right. It's maybe that that circuit doesn't short out, but the opposite, right? It just gets there's something in it or
exciting it or whatever. It's like I've never seen it with digital. It's like yeah. The weirdest thing. I don't know. It's one of those. Yeah. All right, off to real questions. Okay, we get to choose our fighter. What is it? A mounted knight, a centurion, which I don't know why Trojans after that, or is Trojan well, another one?
It's basically the same thing, but it's this came from I saw something on Twitter and it was about sports mascots.
Yeah.
So Trojan, the USC Trojans. So okay. Their mascot is it's that centurion or a Trojan on a horse. Anyway, but so that was more for my own.
Or a cowboy.
But then I thought it'd be cool. Gotcha. Then I thought it'd be cool to ask this question for us just because it's like, well, geez, who would win if you had a knight, a centurion? There's an Indian. It was the Florida State Seminole mascot, but okay. It could be anybody.
Indian or a cowboy.
And then it was a cowboy. I think, I don't know if that was the... Raider, like the what's Texas Tech running Rebels or anyway yeah. Whatever it's basically a cowboy
so we're not doing for our sports just what kind of fighter would you want
I'm to just be? Curious you know and we can mix it up and add some other ones but that those things
or is it who do we want to be our like
if you're going to choose your fight well that's a good point that's a good question I think it was basically choose your fighter
so okay. If we each have our own BR house, like our own little magical, yeah. Like we got our own little hierarchy, which one do you want to choose to represent your group? There we go. You got that one, CJ? Or did you lose
a knight, cancellation? A centurion, an Indian,
cowboy.
Or a cowboy, Native or you American. Pick
something else too.
Or we can pick something else.
No. Or, yeah. I'm trying to think.
I mean, of if you want to pick a Buckeye, if we're going with the sports mascots thing.
Or are we only going with sports mascots?
No. I wanted to not make it about sports ball. I wanted to.
Okay, now you're extending the question. Now I'm lost.
Okay.
Choose your fighter.
Okay.
It's something that's horse.
Is it an actual fight?
Or choose your symbol. It could be, you know, which one would you pick? A knight, a centurion, an Indian, or a cowboy?
I'm going, since I say stick with the theme here, and let's go with your symbol of CJ's group of BR Nation.
CJ's house.
Yeah, CJ's house. I don't really want to say the other thing I don't particularly care for. but we're doing a similar thing here. What would be your house mascot emblem?
It would be Theseus holding up the Minotaur head.
Oh. So are you saying Jimmy G's the Minotaur and you're cutting his head off?
You're mine, bitch.
No wonder he's so short.
Everybody takes a piece.
Are you going to go with Leprechaun?
Did I tell you guys about the Eddieville mascot? The Fighting Midgets.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but I had a teacher in high school that told me that his high school was the Fighting Midgets. So
that's awesome.
That was a thing. I don't know if it still is a thing.
The Fighting Midgets. I like
hey, that. Hey, representation counts, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about...
See, I used to really like knights and chivalry and all that, but it's like the more I learned about them, the older I get, the less I care for them. I mean, in all reality, there was a lot of people that, like, there wasn't that many knights and they got killed off a lot by simple archers and stuff. So it's like, yeah.
Even the best fighters back then, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
If it wasn't hand-to-hand combat, most of it wasn't.
In the Centurions, it's like, I think there's more, I don't think they're the greatest representation. I mean.
Looks cool as a sports ball mascot.
Yeah, but as an actual, that's just like my I'm starting to flip on what I think of like the Spartan mindset. If you really dig into it, there's some pretty like dirty, greasy things that it's like, okay, how can they even get away with all of this? It's like
they're a little gay.
Why did they have all these soldiers? So they could keep all these other people enslaved so they could be soldiers. So, I mean, really, you know, they had to defend themselves from their own population. It's like, well,
I mean, yeah, to your point, like, what's the price that Sparta paid? What was the real price that Sparta paid to have that military?
Yeah. And at the end of the day,
what was the cost?
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know.
So would you go more cowboy or Indian?
Yeah.
Or would you pick something else?
Would. Cowboys have always been cool.
There's part of me that, like you, would pick the knight, not so much for chivalry and all that, but just that.
It looks cool.
The idea of you're just a tank, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not that you really are.
But right. See, I think I would, and this will come no surprise, I wouldn't actually go with Viking. Because everyone right off, Viking was from my high school. But of course, what do they do with every Viking emblem? They put a horned helmet on him so everyone knows he's a Viking.
Yeah, it's Minnesota Vikings, bud.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the Jackson Vikings, not for high school. It's like, but they didn't have horned helmets, but everybody knows them for. But yeah, I would have like either Savage or Barbarian. See, I would
skip like a berserker or something.
Yeah, I would have like some kind of one-off picture of Conan, you know, something big, muscle,
big warhammer.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I think I don't know. There's
I don't know. You saying know. Hammer for like a school where the hammers. Yeah. Oh man, you can play around with that. I'm gonna hammer you tonight.
Well, there's a high school here in town. Their mascot is the bunnies.
The bunnies.
But it's a buff, but it's a pretty buff
bunny.
Bunny. It's hilarious, but it's like, all right.
The bunny.
It's still bunny. Bugs Bunny's secret juice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a roided up Bugs. It's like the Nick Walker of Bugs Bunny.
Bunny.
Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know. My high school is the Chieftains. I think I've mentioned that before. And there's something to be said for that. But I see your point. Like, you know, there's really it's easy to go a night route, or it's easy to go that Centurion route just because of the image. You know, there, but it's not truly representative.
Yeah. Even with the Indians, what did they do? They put everybody in a big chief headdress.
Yep.
Well, that's not how they all ran around. It's just like the Vikings with the horns. Yep. It's like, if I want something to represent, it's like, I'd almost rather have a Mongol warrior, you know, something that would look.
Yeah. Like, course. Alexander riding an elephant.
Yeah, there we go.
That'd be pretty cool.
Or no, that would be that was Hannibal riding the
elephant. Oh, Hannibal's.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Alexander
the Great. Right idea, Ron. Wrong person.
Stupid.
Yeah.
What would be scarier? Guy trotting along with his horse all armored up? Or the dude coming over the hill with an elephant.
Yeah, that'd be elephant. Could you imagine?
100%. No.
Like what that would be like in battle. Like everybody's. Yeah. I just get this image of, you know, it's almost like equestrian can't, you know, like they're all dressed up and they're just cantering out there, like prancing.
Like Monty Python when they're.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like prancing along with the coconuts. The opposing army, there's. You know, even if it was just a dozen elephants, you'd be like,
wait, what? Yeah. Are those dragons?
I guess we're done here.
Yeah, think of putting armor over on an elephant and having it like charge cavalry, and it's like, I give it to the elephant.
Yeah. Even if you just had one elephant, like,
oh yeah, it'd be brutal.
Oh fuck
yeah, but I'd take that though.
Wasn't not like our Indians, but actually in India, didn't they use elephants to fight also?
Yeah, probably. So. Yeah,
I think they did.
Although Asian elephant, I mean, it's still an elephant, but they tend to be smaller.
Smaller, but well, like yeah, Asians, but still.
Generally speaking.
But still, it's bigger than everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of mass there. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'd pick something like that.
I mean, if we were going a slightly unrealistic, I'd be like picking a barbarian riding on a rhinoceros. How much more savage? There ain't going to be anything that beats out a rhino. And I mean, even being called the rhino would be, we didn't go into like animal names, but like a Conan guy riding a rhinoceros. That I think would be with like a big old battle hammer. Yeah.
I smell movie. I smell sequel.
But of course, there'd be some merch. Dumb guy going, we'll call ourselves the Warriors. This will be our emblem. No. Call it savage or barbarian or something.
Call it what it is.
Yeah.
Derek. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome death.
Oh, yeah.
It's just interesting. You know, it's like you start thinking about warriors or, you know, the just all throughout history of different kinds, different, you know, all across. You know, I was also thinking, you know, the samurai or those Japanese archers on horseback that could, you know, hit a bottle cap from, and just the way they draw and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, there's, you know, there's all kinds of different things that you could do with that. So that's why I thought it would be an interesting
I've never seen a high school with the ninjas or logo.
There's a ninja? Or
samurai. That's what I'm saying. I've never seen those.
Well, I mean, they're more Asian concepts, so.
So?
I know, but I'm saying so I don't.
Trojan ain't American.
No, what I'm getting at is we were anti-Asian for so long. You got to think like we're in a lot of schools and everything were coming around. I mean, like the 50s and everything, everyone hated Japan. Oh, that's, you know,
true. Yeah.
It was stuff. So if you're thinking back in those, I'm saying when a lot of schools got the sports teams and everything, we were, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think it's not anti. There's some kind of bigotry or hatred toward them. I don't.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Exactly. I can't think of what the.
I'm not sure where you're trying to get at.
It's not bigotry, but.
It's, yeah. Why can't we think of. Wow. Illinois High School will keep midgets as mascot despite little people's petition.
Good on that.
Was your teacher from Illinois?
It might have been.
I was just looking to see. So there is a school. Let's see where it says. Illinois, a Southern Illinois High School. Well, it's at least in Southern. They're Freeburg Midgets. I like it.
This is why they changed their name. They consolidated.
Okay.
They probably were forced to after that.
Okay, here we go. 5 schools in the U.S. still use midget as a mascot. So it was actually somewhat popular. Huh. Learn something new every day. The M-word midget. Yeah. Well, wait. Let's see. Contributors that should never be used. According to the LPA, who has 8,000 members. Oh, okay. Just the LPA. Yeah.
LPA, Little People Alliance?
Let me see. It must be. I don't know. Let me scroll up here.
The Lollipop Guild.
The Little People of America.
Oh, Little People of America.
Yep. And then it says 5 schools in the Midwest is a headliner. It has to be in the Midwest. We're the last ones to change anything.
Yeah, there's definitely an air of fuck you and more rural areas of the country.
Yeah. I'm not seeing it. I don't know. But yeah, if you dig into like a lot of warriors and stuff and you really, knights overall weren't that decent of people. Literature, especially older literature, always made them out to be the heroes and the best guys around. But one, they didn't bathe all that much. They quote, did all this stuff by honor, but it was only between one knight and another knight. Everybody else didn't matter. And they're basically, they didn't use the term slave, but they were almost worst on their tenants during the feudal system. So it was like, you know, you read all this newer literature about Vikings and how they had all this different bathing procedures. And you're like, oh, they were really, really clean people, but everyone writes them down. And not just Vikings, more of the whole like Celtic community that stretches back. They had ways of staying clean. They had bathing. They had their saunas and everything. They did all of this. And they're supposed to be the backwards guys, even compared to like the Romans and stuff. But then you flip around and you start reading about knights and everything and really getting into it. a lot of times they would get into their armor if they stayed in it in campaign. They wouldn't clean up or bathe or come out. They had to smell, you know. There was a reason they had rat catchers, because their places stank, you know, if they didn't have it. It wasn't that sanitary. So it's like the guys that wrote the books tried to make themselves sound all good, and the other guys, savages, were in reality. It was the exact opposite.
Yeah, shoot. I was going to say there's... You know, how much of that, though, yeah. Like, there's, you know, what's your quote?
What, civilized men are more discourteous than savages because they know they can be impolite without having their skull split?
Yes, that one.
That one.
Right, so how much of that, you know, kind of, I mean, not... But how much of that is that, right? There's...
Oh,
if you have to, it's almost like, you know, like what you're describing, what I was thinking, and where, and maybe this, now that I'm thinking of it a bit more and trying to articulate it into words for all of us to talk about, is the sort of notion, right, of Vikings, for example, they could be brutal savages,
right?
Absolutely. But, you know, and knowing what they could do, then, you know, they it's like, yeah, we know when to fight, when not to fight. Like, it's not just we rape and pillage all the time and that's all we do kind of thing. Whereas these knights, right, they kind of, you know, if you have to tell everybody you're a savage,
yeah, well,
but, to your point, like, they're just bad people and bad, you know, just everything about them isn't, there's no sort of honor, there's no real honor, no sort of code or anything like that.
The other funny part is, it's like, okay, if you start looking at documents, how much, like, rape and pillaging did the Vikings actually do compared to what the knights actually did?
No.
You know, whoever writes the history books wants to, like, oh, our guys didn't do anything bad. they didn't do that stuff. Our knights were all the greatest. I think part of it goes back to, you know, more like a savages, they live in smaller communities where more people know. You can't get away with this much. You're going to get caught faster compared to, like, in a city of 1 million, you can just hide. And there's more decadence in big empires. I mean, look at the Roman Empire for all of its great things.
Oh, yeah. There's.
Look at all the horrible stuff that, you know, like them giving away free food and having the big games and everything else. I mean, the only difference is we take everyone's money for the sports games. And back then they were free for the public type thing. But it's the same concept. How do we keep them entertained? The Colosseum?
Distracted.
Yeah. How many guys I go around and all they're talking about is football, and they know every guy's name and da 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 and stat and this and that.
What do you think? Like, on one level, I think about this a lot, especially this time of year, since it's American football season. Like, where do you think that comes from? Like, that, because there's a, it's like, you know, it's such an obsession. It's such a part of their lives. So many people, men and women, talk about sports ball teams, and it doesn't have to be football. It could be pick your thing. But anytime they talk about it, it's we, whether they went to the school or not. Like,
well,
where does that sort of
worse is UFC guys? Oh man, I was in his corner, dude. You've never even met him.
Yeah. And where does that, What is it? Like, do we hate our own lives? Feeling
to be a part of something.
There. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah. It's kind of like a
religion. Everyone listening is it's a part of the BR Nation.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're inclusive. They're included in it, right? Mm. Well, if you want to be a part of the team, you got to get a jersey from the team. Now you're part of the team, right? Now you're included. And other people with the same jersey will embrace you with open arms. It's just wanting to feel included. It's a pack. Well, I want to say just a pack mentality. It's just we as humans want to be accepted.
Well, I think there's a bit of pack mentality to it too. I mean, especially if you look at like the European football, which we call soccer here, those guys, if you watch some of the, they're crazier than our sports guys, you know,
I got to say, that's one of my bucket lists. I want to go to one of those soccer games. I just want to experience
just,
that shit.
Just the experience, the crazy.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I don't even care. That's
No. I get it.
I'll sit there with you. We'll sit there and just like soak it all in.
Yes. Yeah. Soak in the spectacle. You know what?
We'll have to sit on like the dividing line. Between the two sets of fans. So we get it from both sides. We'll just sit there and drink our beer because I think they're still allowed to drink beer in the stands. I already got my line. If anyone asks, I'll be like, why aren't you cheering for anyone? It's not my fight. I'm an American.
Yeah. I'm just here to watch two other countries beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, for once, we're sitting this one out.
There we go. Sitting this one out. Not my war. But I think that's what it is. Everyone gets into it. They want to cheer. They want to be a part. They want that inclusion.
It's an entertainment factor too. I mean, if you're not really rooting for anybody, it might be entertaining, but it's not like you don't take it personally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
I would be one of those.
Yeah.
I'll watch a game, but at the end of the day, it's meaningless to me.
We all know somebody who they watch a game, college, pro, whatever, soccer, it doesn't matter the game, right? They could watch the game, and how the game goes is how the rest of their day or maybe even their week's going to go.
And like whenever the Buckeyes lose, yeah.
it's a bad time around your neighborhood.
Oh. Over my dad's block, you know, it's got to be rough.
And, you know, like I said, on one level, I get it. I get having a hobby. I get having something that you're interested in, whether you played it or not. Like, I totally get kind of buying into it. But then, like, there definitely seems a point at which it's carried so far. It's like, why? Unless my daughters are playing, I kind of don't give a shit. And even when my daughters are playing, I give a shit because they're competing, but I almost want them to whether they win or lose. Yeah, I want them to win. That'd be awesome. But the fact that they're even in the arena is more the important thing. Hey, you're fighting. There's a bunch of kids that aren't doing this sport and that could be sleeping in on a Saturday instead of going to volleyball games. And you're, you know, and the hard work, dedication, teamwork, the things, those principles that come about from it. But, you know, even then some of the parents get so worked up and I want my girls to do good. I don't want to, but at the same time, it's like, I still love them the same. I kind of don't give a shit either way.
Well,
but there's people who you'd think they are soulmates with complete strangers. Like, you know, my life, my credit score, whether or not I get to keep my job is all based, whether my marriage stays intact is all riding on every game. On that Saturday, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that I don't get. That's,
I think part of that's just ingrained nature, you know, just.
Well, and like you said, being part of something bigger than yourself, like, I mean, it's
just fun, like,
honestly.
And then you almost have a way, or there's a connection there, like you were saying, like, because then it's a, you could talk about the team. Oh, did you see what they did? Oh, hey, they did really good, or no, they didn't. Yeah, and regardless of the conversation, positive or negative, you have something to connect over.
Yeah. Kind of one of those connections out of thin air. You like something? I like something. Hey, let's talk about it. It's really easy. And
yeah,
I don't know. That whole, that's kind of why I've gone to like watching things that are more based on individual play. So it's not like, oh, if this guy doesn't, yeah. I just like watching it because I like to watch people that are way fucking better than me, first of all. And it's not like I'm rooting against anybody. I want everybody to play out of their fucking minds because that just puts on a better show. I think that's kind of more exciting than wishing some other team would play like shit.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I like bodybuilding too. It's because these guys are trying to be the best that they possibly be personally. And they're just trying to be the best version of themselves. And for some people, the best version of themselves is never going to make it. But it's awesome to see somebody actually do bring the best package they ever have. So it's just kind of cool to watch that kind of stuff.
I'm thinking, though, back in our little primal monkey brain, back even farther to reptilian or whatever. What do you do if you see a fight's happening?
You're going to watch it.
You just want to watch, see who's going to kick. Not necessarily step in, not going anything yet. Just say two guys fighting it out. Everyone backs out and gives them space they want to watch. It's just an entertainment. There's that challenge. It's like, okay, they're throwing. Let's see what happens. Now, there'd be some that want to break it up or stop it before someone gets killed or whatever, blah, blah. But now I think you take that up a notch. Why does everyone like UFC so much? Because you're seeing two guys go at it. You know,
it's like boxing, any of boxing, those.
It's all one-on-one, kind of there. Same with bodybuilding. It's one-on-one, even though it's like in a group session and they're not throwing down or anything. But it's that competition. But it's like it keeps growing up from there, you know. The UFC doesn't have the same kind of numbers that the freaking football does. You know, it's
fucking close.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It keeps moving up. So the more players you put into it, I mean, what are all the people that want to watch stuff? What are they going to go to the Coliseum just to see a couple of guys fight? Oh, maybe in the small arenas, at the gladiator arenas. What's going to fill the stands? Oh, let's put 100 guys versus 100 guys or something like that. And that's what, you know, draws these people into the, oh, this is huge. It's the big fight. You know, it's like, why are some areas like lacrosse better than freaking football? Or why does another area
volleyball
like
versus basketball?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or or soccer to football why that's their sport or that's their area where others have getting things. But it's like oh crap, I was just listening to one of his little who's the comedian always tearing everybody up, Bill Burr talking about women's sports. Why does no one? Why don't they make more money? Da 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 da. Because nobody watches them. Why? Name a female team. Nobody can. There's not enough violence in it. Even in like a
or talent.
Well, even like in a basketball game or something, there's collisions, there's fights, there's aggression. That's if you look at like the old Bulls team. Why did everybody want to watch the Bulls? Love them or hate them. What?
Rodman.
Yeah, they were crazy.
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, they were nuts. They pushed people around.
Or, you watch the Lakers back in the day or
Pistons.
The Celtics and the Pistons, just to see what is Isaiah Thomas going to do? What is Magic going to do? What crazy shit is Larry Bird going to do? Yeah.
They're not paying $70 per ticket to watch layups all day.
Yeah, it's
well,
or tennis or anything else they want to. I think part of it is it's just in our primal brain in there that we want to go We want to watch this mask.
A competition.
Yeah. In whatever. Strongman, another one-on-one, but every, you know, people get serious about that. You'll see some of the comments that they're on the hate squad, and even their, you know, even their heroes are telling them, hey guys, calm down. Yeah. I want everyone to be at their best. You know, like the bodybuilders, they're always like, no, no, I want the hardest competition at Mr. Olympia, because it's like, I want to see the top guys in the world really. I don't want to be like,
well it's one thing
was here.
Yeah, it's one thing if you're, you know, like you guys are saying, you're competing in those instances, right? On one level, you actually are competing with myself. Can I get myself in the best show shape or whatever that means for the big game, for the whatever? Can I do that? But then I want to be going up against the best, you know, like you were saying, CJ, for your golf thing, your frisbee golf thing, right? You're going up against dudes that are better than you because, you know, you basically came in next to the last. So, but, you know, you get the chance to, I'm going to rub that in as much as possible.
Hey, I'll take it.
But hey, more importantly, though, you get to see, you know, like you said, when you're playing with your friends that you normally play with, you're on the top end. But hey, I'll go try this tournament and see, am I really? Oops.
Yeah.
But at least you know, like Nate said, at least you know where you stand and you know what you can work on and get better. So, well, you know.
And that's just like a local tournament. And, you know, talking about, say if you did have a whole bunch of guys, you know, a whole bunch of different bars or restaurants or whatever sponsoring everybody out there. Okay, that's just a local thing. Would I know who any of them are? Nope. But then, say one of the guys picks up Hooters, he wins the little regional tournament where CJ's playing. He goes on to a state or national one, and he gets picked, you know, it keeps moving up. But he might be the best guy at CJ's group and then moves up to the state level, and he comes in second to last.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's.
There's always a bigger pond.
Yeah. It keeps staggering up. Yeah. And I think that's what. But yeah, I think part of the sports things is even if you're not talking to someone about like fans of your team, you got, they have like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So, you like these guys and I like these guys, so we'll bitch about everybody else. We won't tear each other up. You know, you go into a family thing two states away. See, that's where Illinois is screwy when it comes to sports. Because we got what? The Sox, the Cubs, and the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
It's so screwy who likes who around here. I think it was better like when we lived in Michigan, it was like, everyone went with, you know, Lions for football. And no, that's not even true because there's so many people that liked the Bears at the time being in Chicago. They were still split. But basketball wise, everybody went with mostly Pistons because.
Yeah. Detroit Pistons, the Red Wings, the Tigers.
So.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and speaking, that got me thinking too a while back, but now might be a good time to bring it up. So we talked about mascots, Trojan Knight, whatever. Now you think of animals, and not necessarily around sports ball, but just animals, right? There's a buffalo, there's the longhorns, there's I know all the pick coyotes. Here, there's elephants. I mean, whether it's,
are we talking big animals or little animals or just all of them?
Just kind of all of them.
But, well, you got wolves,
bulldogs, coyotes. Timberwolves or wolves, right? There's all of those, like eagles. I mean, so if we're picking strictly an animal, not necessarily a person.
What would I pick?
Yeah.
Tiger. Plain simple. Yep. That's my king of beasts. So, yeah.
That was my high school.
What, tigers? Really?
Tigers?
Yep.
I'd have rather had that than the Vikings. But, yeah.
Vikings? What?
Yeah.
Tigers.
Tigers. Yeah. I say Tigers can kick everything else's ass.
Even a rhinoceros being ridden by Conan.
I don't know. The rhino might be able to take the tiger out, but I think the tiger is going to be smart enough to dodge. I'm not sure if he could take the rhino out, but he might be able. You know, rhinos are just kick ass. Really, the more I learn about them, they really are. They're like the tank. You know, there yeah, you go. If I had a choice between an elephant or a rhino back in the day, I would take a riding a rhino into a charging line of knights.
See, I would just take the elephant because they would never touch me.
I don't know. Oh, man, the rhino.
Yeah, with but that, how thick is a rhino's hide versus an elephant?
Yeah.
Offhand, I don't know. Fuck it, I would just take a hippo.
Ooh, those, you know, those fuckers are mean.
They are. I
mean, and aggressive. They can, for rhinos as aren't really as they aggressive. Are,
they can hustle on land.
Yeah, but a rhino's got that big ass horn.
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, you get
that's what I'm going that. With him. I mean, hippos, if
we're the Colorado buffaloes, I mean, get one of those charging at you.
The Iowa hippos.
I'm not picking that.
See the Iowa hippos. I mean, back in the day, the Cornhuskers used to be known as the bug eaters. So
I've heard a ton about them firing their coach. I bet you haven't heard the end of it.
Oh, fuck. This state's on fire over that.
Oh, crap. It's in kilograms. Damn it.
Are you doing a size chart?
I was trying to figure out how much
a rhino weighs versus a pachyderm.
Well, those are horn seizures. No wonder I don't want horn seizures.
Well, a rhino's a lot faster than a hippo.
Makes sense.
Got to ask the right question of Google for it to. Yeah, between 4,000 and 6,000 pounds. There we go.
For a rhino?
Yep.
What's a hippo?
You say hippo, and all I can think of is hungry, hungry hippo.
I know.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, let's see. They're talking tons. Male hippos weigh between 2,000 to 7,000.
Well, that's a fucking difference.
Yeah. So they can weigh up to 7,000, where rhinos weigh up to 6,000. Eh. Yeah, so they're kind of the same. So I think the horn would beat out the hippo's big mouth.
Well, rhino can run up to 35 miles per hour and a hippo can only get up to 20. So I think you got
okay.
It.
Now here's gonna... now see size height wise they're taller, but how much do well what kind of elephant is this? They only weigh about 6,000 to 7,000 pounds. So they're saying what kind is that though? That's a forest one. Asian's little. Okay, I want an African one because they're bigger. What's the 13,000 pounds? Yeah, that's some weight for a big African one. Jeez. You're looking the average weight of a male savannah elephant, 6 tons, 13,000 pounds. The heaviest one was 11 tons. I like this. This is some smart whatever elephant world. The heaviest male elephant ever recorded weighed 11 tons, about 24,000 pounds. Well, if anyone knows how to do tons to pounds, it's multiply by 2,000. So that would be 22,000 pounds, not 24. Yeah, someone didn't do their thing there right. Forest elephants are about 5 to 6. Okay. 6 to 7. So see, a rhino's in there. But hippos are pretty dangerous.
Wait, what did you say about the largest rhino ever?
No, that was the largest elephant.
Oh. What the fuck?
Baby rhinos are ugly.
There was a creature that looked like a mix in between a rhino and an elephant, and it was about 3 times the size of an elephant. I'm not even going to try and read that name.
Yeah. Oh, the Indian rhino looks to be the biggest, too, compared to a black or white. Oh, white rhinos are the biggest. They're 5,500 pounds. I don't know. You put a 2,000-3,000 pound tiger onto the back of a rhino, clawing the hell out of it. Now, if the rhino can flip around and hit it with its horn, though, the tiger's going down pretty quick.
My school's going to have the Arctic wolf.
The Arctic wolf?
Just because they're badass. And if you come into my territory, you're all fucked.
Yeah, see, getting that pack mentality. There's the other thing. It's like, do you want to have an animal that has a pack mentality, or do you want? See, like if you had a wrestling team, it'd be cool to call them like the Tigers because it's a one-on-one type thing. But do the Tigers really work for a football team? I would say no. Timber wolves, Arctic wolves, something more pack.
Some fucking hyenas.
Yeah, hell, even the bunny rabbits would probably work because they breed like rabbits. Call the cheerleaders the rabbits. Oh, let's roll. But you know, I don't know. So, like, I've seen one that they're like the roosters or something.
The fighting cocks.
Yeah, that's all I can think of. It's like, if you're going to say they're the fighting cocks, okay, I would go with that. But it's like, oh, we're the
clams.
Red. Yeah, the roosters. No, the clams. That's just wrong.
Should you take that from the family guy?
Yeah, the bearded clam.
Start making pearl jokes.
Well, for some reason, you were, while you guys were just talking there before I said clams, I was like thinking of just shrimp. You just have the mascot be the mighty shrimps.
Mighty shrimps. That's right up there with midgets. Okay, if your school is named the midgets and they're fighting it, change it over to the mighty shrimps.
The jellyfish, the octopus.
You know, but just think of the play on word. Calling someone a shrimp.
Yeah.
It'd be like, what were you guys used to call it? The midgets?
Yeah.
And now you're the shrimps? Yeah.
But it'd be funny if, you know, like the entire, like the football team was all, like they're all big country boys, like big farm boys that are like 6'6", 320.
And that's the small quarterback for the kicker.
Yeah. Their D-line is, you know, basically, you know, weighs 4 tons. Like, it's just, that'd be, and they're called the shrimps. That'd be hilarious.
But don't change the actual mascot midget picture. Yeah. Just change it to the shrimps. We are no longer the midgets. We are the shrimps. That's like calling the big guy tiny. It'd be perfect. That sounds like a corn-fed football team.
Oh, yeah. Midgets. Yep. The shrimps. The shrimps. The mighty shrimps.
Go ahead and call us.
Yeah, I mean, I could see some, like, you know, nowhere Nebraska farm boy school, you know, some school they're playing eight man, but they're all just big, like I said, just big country farm boys.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting your ass kicked by the Mighty Shrimp?
The Mighty Shrimps.
Who do you guys play this week? Mighty Shrimp.
Yeah. See all these guys getting drafted. Got their
asses beat.
By the Mighty Shrimp.
Yeah.
Demoralizing.
I wonder if there's any like seahorses out there. I bet you there's some school called Seahorse.
Starfish.
Star. Oh, the Mighty Starfish. That would just be, that'd be like wrong.
See, I'm surprised we didn't go any like sea animals or anything.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Piranhas. Whalers.
Whalers.
Piranhas. Yeah. Koi. Have that be the mascot.
Or those stupid ass goldfish with the bubbly eyes.
The big eyes.
Those things are so fucking stupid.
The angelfish or something, you know, whatever. Damsels. Sharks.
What are you looking up?
Back to our Asian comment. Why no one's ever gone with any
Asian mascots, like the samurai?
Or, yeah.
Or the
I was trying
ninjas.
To think, yeah.
The katanas.
Go after the weapon. I think I've seen something like, I think hammer and axes is the only thing I've seen for schools. I've seen a few different schools. Maybe hatchet. Something hatchets. And I was like, yeah, okay. I didn't ask.
Battle axe. Big old battle axe.
The gobblers.
Oh shit.
That's an actual Turkey capital of the world. Curio, C-U-E-R-O.
You know, while I'm thinking of going back to, you'd mentioned Bill Burr in women's sports. I thought, I could be wrong, but when the WNBA was first or initially launched, the original idea is, hey, we have these arenas built for the NBA that aren't doing jack shit. And it's just money walking out the door because you pay for the lease year round, or you pay for the building, you pay for the whatever year round, and sure there may be concerts or there may be other events that are held in these arenas, but by and large, you know, it's not like the season happens, you know, the season isn't year long. So what can we do to bring people into these places to get them used? So, you know, maybe we're squeezing some extra value. So
how do you pronounce that? Either one of you. I can't pronounce this, but that's the name of a prep school. It's a tree, if that helps. The burrs of the blank tree.
Chinquapin?
See, that's why I couldn't even go to prep school, because they have names like that and I can't pronounce it.
What the?
Yeah, I'm good on it. I'm going to try.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a parrots in Fort Worth. Poly parrots. The zebras. Oh, I hadn't thought about. Wow, Farmersville High School are the farmers. That's original.
I've never heard that. That's a new one for me.
Yep, farmers. Another Texas one. Oh, Mason High School. They got the Punchers Cowgirls. If you're not heard of a Puncher, Mason's mascot isn't as violent as it sounds. Punching is just another term for driving cattle.
Oh. So basically it's a fancy, whatever word you said, just
it's a fancy it's word a for saying cowboy.
Dwarf chestnut.
A dwarf chestnut
tree that
yeah, well Chinook, I know that, but how do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm getting it. At. You can't have a name of a school that no one can pronounce. That shows you how snobbish that prep school is. Yeah. To even name it, it would be like no one can pronounce this word.
Yeah, you can even pronounce it.
The redfish, armadillos, vipers. Oh, where's New Brumfels? I don't even know where that is.
So if this is to be believed, basically it's...
This is your school, Jimmy G. The unicorns. They can fart rainbows. I'd have like Skittles, like shooting out of like the ass boards going around when I was... It's like, here we go.
So apparently that word is pronounced kinkapin.
Kinkapin?
So that CH at the beginning is actually a hard K.
K.
Kinkapin. Kinkapin.
Kinkapin. Kinkapin.
Hmm. For those listening at home, CHINQUAPIN apparently is pronounced kinkapin.
Kinkapin.
Fair enough. Fucking joke. But I think I have a word for my word geek friends at work.
Oh, are so you thank you to put one up?
Yeah, here at some point soon in the next couple weeks. So
and that one hasn't been on there yet?
I'm guessing it has. I can almost guarantee it has.
Has it?
So thank you. I'm glad we did this podcast.
There we go. So,
hold up. I found this high school in Arkansas. They are the Arkansas School for the Deaf, and their mascot is the leopards. So they're the deaf leopards.
They have to have so much fun with that. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Oh.
Greatest.
Well played. Where is that again? Arkansas?
It's literally called Arkansas School for the Deaf. And
No.
I can't get over this. I was just looking up like the weirdest names for schools.
How about the daisies? Would you go to a school that your mascot was the daisies? Not very intimidating, but definitely the prettiest.
I don't think you get a choice, but I wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah, I don't. Wow. Oh, here's one that has hippos. Hippo Hutto. These are all in Texas, by the way. I didn't just realize that. The Buttons. Central Catholic High School, Buttons. Oh, look, it says, no, not like the buttons on your shirt. A button is a segment at the tip of a rattlesnake's rattle. Like anyone that's really going to know that, that's not from there.
If you got to explain it, it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell me, hey, where do you go? I go to, my school's the Deaf Leopards. Really? That would be like awesome. Huh? Cool. Yeah. Huh?
That's what? Awesome.
No. Literally. Huh?
I don't know.
That's going to tickle me for a while.
Well, I'm glad I came up with the word for Jimmy G for some of the ones he's thrown up, and we've actually known a few of his. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
I've never seen. Yeah. Wow, we have really gone Ron Robin on the conversation today. From wherever it started, people, this is where we're at now. I hope you enjoyed the ride, maybe learned a thing or two, learned how to pronounce a new word, had a laugh, had a cry.
There is what I'm trying to think of, I'm trying to find it before we wrap up. The mascot, the Ichabods.
The Ichabods?
Ichabods.
The Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
That's still better than daisies.
I gotta stop going down this list. So there is a place in Illinois. It's Hobston area corn jerkers.
Hobston or Hoopston?
Hoopston, you're right.
Okay, because I deliver there every other week. And I didn't even think about that one.
The corn jerkers.
I see the sign.
Is that a D-Tassler?
Yeah. Well,
it feels like a secondhand version of the Cornhuskers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they were like, oh, we can call ourselves the Cornhuskers. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
because corn jerker sounds way better.
Well, you know somebody who's like, ah, oh, fuck it, that's good enough.
Yep, pretty much. You know, that was decided over them back in the day having a drink. And someone's like, yeah. What are we going to call it? Da da da, when they're putting it all together. Brr.
Two whiskeys in. I got it.
There you go. Well, and I think that's what, like, a lot of these were made, 40s, 50s, maybe even earlier?
Earlier, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, school's been around a long time. I wonder, that would be something to look up for another podcast. When did schools start having mascots in the United States?
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, what would be the Harvard? Yale, I mean, I know the name, but I can't think of their mascots.
Isn't Harvard just crimson?
I don't know. What the hell is that? He's named Passion? No, John Harvard. Oh, they just have their mascot is John Harvard, which is what it's named after. So they basically have a dude with a tricorn hat.
Well, that's the mascot.
Harvard Crimson. There you go. Harvard Crimson mascot.
Yep. What a wow.
Yeah.
They went all the way out for that. It's
exactly well, but really on them, you know, it's like, do you really think of Harvard for any sports teams?
No.
No. But all I got to say is I'm from Harvard. And you know, it's like they got that name recognition over the. Yeah. So. Well, looks like Yale has the Bulldog. Handsome Dan.
Yeah, I just saw that same thing.
What would be the other big Princeton?
I believe they're the Tigers.
Yep, they're Tigers. So Harvard really is, what's the word? Pontius. Man, I can't think of the big words. The big five. I can get to a $4 word tonight, but I cannot get to a $5 word. Yeah, Harvard's so snooty. They just did their.
We don't even care.
They don't even care. Yeah. All right. I can tell I'm drifting. CJ's actually getting into this. Jimmy G's got to go play piano.
Yeah, something.
Get his lesson, put his word in for his word group.
Yep.
You'll have to tell us how many people you stump with that one.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because isn't there rules to it or something for figuring
out? Well, there is a list, so they've kept track since we started doing this back in 2013 or something, 2015. One of those two. So I'll see if it's on there, but I'll be shocked if it is.
Yes. Good deal. Alrighty, guys.
Yeah. And on that chipper note, tell one of your normie friends about us. Spread the word. Get more people to be part of the BR Nation so you can feel like you belong.
Get a jersey while you're at it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. I hope it's given you something to think about in your own quest to develop a barbarian mindset. Because it's with this mindset that you'll find the skills, strength, attitude, will, and endurance to see things through and live within the civilization and still be a barbarian. We appreciate your feedback. We especially appreciate those who have been supporting the podcast. That's the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. On our website, on Anchor FM, and on Spotify. You can find the show notes on the blog or anchor.fm/barbarianrhetoric. If the podcast has been helpful to you, please let us know. You can do this by checking into the Apple Podcast app, give us 5 stars, and leaving us a short review. This will help us get our message out in front of many more people. You can also talk to us on social media and let us know what you are thinking about or how this has helped you. On Twitter, I am at SteelJanz. That's STEELJANZ. And I'm also on Instagram at Barbarian Rhetoric. There's also a couple other things you need to check out. One is the Barbarian Rhetoric blog. And of course, our newsletter. There's a pop-up which you'll see as soon as you land on the blog. Thanks for listening. And always remember to be a barbarian in a civilized world. An apex predator. Civilized.